Scapulitra, Ubata, Potoso Nabanama, Mabu Pagua, Kimo Bushiso.
Yeah, sorry. I was going off about everything. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Elizabeth.
And it's a much lower key show this week. Where is everybody?
Asleep.
Asleep. Was he out? Oh, y'all snow melted, didn't it?
Yeah. He's out of school yesterday, though.
Yeah. But he's running around like crazy. Yeah. We still had snow on the ground today, pretty good bit. A lot of it melted. But we got, like, where I'm at, got, like, probably 3 inches, maybe four.
Oh, yeah, we got, like, five.
Yeah. It never snows where I'm at, though. Like,
yeah.
It snowed one time when I was in Chattanooga. But Ringgold, where I'm at now, doesn't usually get a lot of snow. Some ice and slush, but that's it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here. Go ahead. Sorry.
30 miles south of us got 10 inches of snow.
Oh, so, you know, Chattanooga has, you hit the mountain range when you get up there. If you go up on the mountain, man, like, it's every year snow up there because it's the mountain. But, like, they couldn't leave. Because it was so bad. Like, well, sucks to live on the mountain when you can't leave.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Skeleton Crew Season 1, Episode 5, right?
Seven,
sorry. So that means next week's the finale. No!
Yep.
That makes me sad, man.
Yeah.
I'm really enjoying this show. I think 10 is still not enough if it's good, but 10 is it's good, better.
Yeah.
10 episodes of The Acolyte would have been a lot.
Yeah, and really it only feels like 7 episodes because the
week one was two episodes. Yeah. So I just rewatched it. I really like this episode. It feels weird for episode 7 because while stuff does happen, it not a lot happens other than they get back to Atten.
Can't see. I remember no Atten.
Elizabeth, you said you loved it, though.
Yeah, I really liked it. Yeah, he's such a douchebag, so...
Brutus, right, I know. Brutus, yeah.
Look, I have not felt bad for any of the pirates in this entire series yet. I kind of felt bad for Brutus, man.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even get a chance to save himself. It was just like, oh, the kids trapped him, and Jod just shoots him in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was a little much. I was like, dang, isn't this a kid's show?
I mean, yeah, but...
What's the rating on it?
I don't know.
Probably PG-13.
I mean, you don't see him shoot him. It's just an implication that he shot him in the head. I mean, he definitely killed him, though. So.
Oh, my God, I'm messing it all up. There you go.
Jacob, what did you think about the episode?
I liked it. It went by very fast.
Yeah, 30-minute episodes and only 8 episode seasons. I'm with you. It feels definitely not enough, but I guess the flip side of that is it's better to leave us wanting more than being like, what the hell is this?
Well, yeah. I feel like I'm mostly on the right track about, like, the whole... Because we got a lot of answers, really. But about the whole, like, the captain finding the planet and him not wanting to share. And
the whole thing kind of makes sense now, right? Like, why it didn't look like, because it couldn't look like an Atten ship. It had to look like a pirate ship. So he built a hole that he could then blow off. and get back to at Atten. So that was the thing I struggled with in the last episode the most. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. Why you would have a whole different ship built around your ship? What would be the reason?
Yeah.
That's the reason.
Well, in 33 called it armor too, so.
Yeah. So it made that make sense, and that's not something we've seen a lot of Star Wars shows do at all lately. They're just like, oh, whatever, you're going to roll with it. So I appreciated that they made it make sense. I still don't know why there's... I understand what the mint is doing, but why? Like,
yeah.
I still think they're making... Because it's like, they were... Oh, we were expecting you. And he's like, yeah. And they're like, we've been making this until, you know, you showed up. And okay. And he's like, how much do you have? And they're like, oh, like, I can't.
It was they have ridiculous. 1,000... That vault was huge. It was like... I couldn't even describe how big it was, the amount of gold that was in there. And they're like, we have like 1,100 more vaults of this.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of credits.
Watch that crossfire, boys.
So they've been making them for a long time.
Yeah.
But we do know now that somebody, a Republic emissary, would have known where Atten is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm assuming they
all
die.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it's not a new Republic. It just...
Yeah.
But so, the parents were saying the kids don't know, but when they get old enough, they'll know.
When they graduate.
Yeah. So they know that...
They know that they're hidden. They know that there's... I feel like them being hidden now really just feels like because the whole planet is a mint and a vault.
Yeah.
It's just hidden so that pirates don't keep, like, showing up and plundering the planet.
Probably. I wonder, too, if it's a mint. You could customize the mint to be... whatever. What did the Empire use? Imperial credits, I guess?
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if that's the case. Obviously, they wouldn't do that now, but...
I feel like Imperial credits are more like crypto. Like, nobody really understands it, and sometimes it's worth something, and sometimes it's not.
Yeah. Well, now it's not worth anything.
Yeah. So, like, they've definitely been making the credits since before the Empire took over, obviously. But do you think that they just didn't know about the Empire? That they've just been making the credits and living their life and being like, I don't know, I guess somebody will show up eventually.
I think somebody knows.
Well, yeah,
I think they have to know because... How could they be printing all this money, but then nobody coming to get it? You know what I mean? Somebody would have to be like, what's going on here? You know what I mean?
Yeah, the guy running everything.
Which I think is the captain, but...
I think that too.
Yeah, the superintendent.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call him.
Whatever. Like when John's just like, yeah, go fetch him. And some good refreshments.
Yeah.
Like, okay, man. Whatever. Like, better than talking to a droid. So, are we so sure that Jod was actually a Jedi now?
I think he was.
I've been saying he wasn't.
I don't think he... he's too young to maybe have been a Jedi. But...
He failed. Okay.
I think he's been trained by, maybe not trained, but just because you have the Force doesn't mean
Right.
If you're untrained, you can't just unhook your handcuffs.
The Jedi thing still sticks for me is because, like, he directly quotes Qui-Gon and...
But, like, maybe he's not a Jedi, though. Maybe a Jedi, after all this crap happened, a Jedi was in the process of, like, training him or something, and then he saw him die or got killed or whatever by the Empire.
Well,
he decided to, like, go about his day and not worry about being a Jedi anymore. And so maybe he's just in that little gray area.
See, this has been my biggest problem with Star Wars after Return of the Jedi. Because to me, in the original films, they kind of lead you to believe, which I guess from a certain point of view, that Obi-Wan's one of the last Jedi, Yoda, but neither one of them are practicing.
Right.
And then Luke is the last Jedi. So, like, to me, everything after that, you know, we're... Even in Clone Wars, we're finding out, oh, no, there's more Jedi. There's Jedi that survived over here. And they just keep adding and adding and adding. And to me, it takes away from those films and the importance of those characters. Not that Luke wasn't important, but you know what I mean? It kind of just puts a blemish on it a little bit. Because now, you know, we've talked about this before on the podcast about how quickly everyone forgot about the Jedi. And everyone's like, oh, that's just a myth. But there's Jedi all over the place, supposedly.
And they're secretive about
it. Yeah, and
it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to be.
It's a big galaxy.
Yeah, I know they're supposed to be in hiding, too. They can't just come out and be like, oh, yeah, I'm a Jedi, because then the Inquisitors or Vader shows up. And
I used to think it was really weird that it was just like, the Jedi weren't that long ago. How did people forget about them? But, like, the rate at which we... just dismiss things now. I'm just like, that's true. that's 100%. Like,
yeah, I don't hear it.
COVID was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago, we were all like mostly afraid to leave our houses and not sure what was going to happen. And now it's like it didn't even happen at all.
Well, yeah. And what's even crazier than that is the guy that killed the healthcare guy, car bombing
thing.
That's
not even been a month.
Yeah.
You know?
The car bombing thing, the New Orleans, like, it's all gone. I don't see any of that on any of my social media anymore.
How quickly, like, they replace one story with another story, and it just pushes it out of your mind. So, like, it really kind of makes Lucas more of a genius, because... when I was younger, I thought that, like, there's no way people would just forget that quick.
Yeah.
But the way he frames the Empire and the way that government takes over everything, Palpatine's desire to, like, it's not really in the movies, but if you read the outside material and watch the Clone Wars, like, him wanting to hunt down all the Jedi artifacts and get rid of them.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not even really that he foresaw something like that. It's that he had lived through something like that, because that's the way Hitler and his regime operated. Like,
burning books.
Yeah, destroy their culture, and they won't exist. You convince people that they're less than human, and then that they don't even exist.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to think of like just how much thought he put into all of that for us to just have this little like space opera, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, Jod, like, I don't know, going back to Jod, I don't know. I feel like Luke, like, I still kind of want to believe that there's some good in him. But God, the way he like tells the kids to like get on the floor and like shut up, I'm like, oh, this man is He's evil.
Yeah.
I mean, unless he were doing it to, like, get money and save someone's life. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. You see the way he holds that money when he finds it.
Yeah. That ain't about nobody else.
But I'm sure he's, like, imagined it for a long time, you know? But, like, maybe that would be the only reason or way that I would be like, okay, he did what he had to do because he's trying to save his family or something. But
I was really hoping we'd get his story. And, you know, maybe we will. I hope there's a season two. Like, I hope there's more. Or if it's not Skeleton Crew, if there's something to these characters, like, especially Jod. I really enjoy the kids, but,
like, maybe they'll do, like, a time jump or something.
Yeah. So, maybe he winds up in prison on that planet, and then the kids are just, like, you know, a year later, like, let's go talk to him. And then they bust him out of prison and go on another adventure. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, what's his name is, like, Wim. He's like, oh, like, I don't want to go home. This is, you know, our adventure is over.
Here's one, like, I get why he's sad, but he's just like, I'm still going to have to take that stupid test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He's like, everything's going back to normal, like, when we get home. And then the girl is like, my mom said we're not going to be in trouble, but...
We're definitely going to be in trouble. So the parents. Let's go back to the beginning. First of all, those are some soft people, man.
Yeah.
You can tell that they're soft people. Like, they have no survival skills.
They don't have a track team.
Yeah. None of them are that old to be running as if, like, they're barely being chased.
I want to know what a tree sucker is.
Yeah, right? But yeah, they're playing, like, pass the baton with what was it called? The signal something?
Yeah.
Yeah. At least they're being stunned, I guess. So that puts that government in a little bit less than... Like, it's still not great, but...
They still care about their citizens.
Yeah. You know, to the extent that they need people to run the mines and the mint and, like, all of that. But, yeah, I was like, oh, they're going to kill them. I was like, oh, they're just stunning them. But, I thought it was pretty funny watching them try to escape these slow-moving droids with this device. And then we get to see the message they sent to the kids, like, what, 15 minutes later? It was kind of sad, man.
Yeah.
That was
sad. Especially KB. Like, her parents, man. Like, we know you're scared. Your friends are going to take care of you. You haven't had maintenance. You know, which sounds weird, but, like, obviously she needed it because she almost died.
Yeah.
I feel like there's not much more beyond that other than the ending.
I mean, where he like pulls out the lightsaber.
Yeah, this is the second episode that's ended with Jod like unsheathing his lightsaber.
That sounded weird.
I mean, why do that? Is he threatening them?
Oh, for sure.
I felt like that at first, and then when I kind of rewatched it, I was like,
he did kill 33.
But he's a robot and he can be rebuilt.
Yeah.
So I think that was just intimidation.
Oh, is the best moment in the episode not 33 clocking him across the face?
Like, close enough.
What did she call it? Backsies or something like that? He's like, that's not a thing. Close enough. And then kicks the... I want to know how Jog got back on the ship.
I don't know. He's a slippery fellow.
Yeah.
He used his Jedi powers to slow the... I don't know.
Let's talk about that for a second. The man does have Force abilities, but, like, all of these pirates are about to toss him out of an airlock, and he doesn't do... He just keeps trying to talk his way out of it?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel have like they seen it? Have,
not
have
that
the pirates
strong.
Seen?
I don't think they know.
No, I don't think they know at all. And, yeah, I'm with Elizabeth. Strong. He's not that strong.
Well,
like he can pick but up he a can still... And...
Well, even if he... I mean, everything he doesn't make a weird face, you know, like Professor X in the newer movies where he does this every time he tries to talk to people. It annoys the crap out of me. It's like, oh, I gotta, this is how I use my special powers. So, like, when he's using the Force, he's just using it. So, it's inconspicuous, even though we know what he's doing. So, he couldn't use the Force to press the button.
Sorry. If you're not watching this on TikTok, you're missing out. I was being goofy.
Wait, what button?
The airlock button.
Yeah, the airlock button.
It wouldn't get jettisoned into space.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's why he's not that worried about it.
Also, we know that that's not really a death wish for people with Force powers.
Yeah, I mean, so not to diminish our queen, Leia. But if she can survive with her limited Force abilities in space, I feel like he can too.
Yeah.
But see, I don't feel like she was really that limited. I just feel like she didn't use hers as much. Like, because
it's yeah, but it's a muscle, right? If you don't use it, it's not that strong.
Maybe she did use it.
For what?
I can imagine her cooking just dinner.
Every day.
She's like churning the damn butter or something.
No, you guys got this wrong.
And she's like, oh, I need the pepper. Like, Force use the pepper to me. Like,
she 100% Jedi mind tricked Han Solo. Yep. Do you know how annoying it would be to be married to him?
I mean,
he'd probably just start arguing or whatever, you know, being him. And she's
they were
just
a really
like,
bad couple.
I don't even. You are a scruffy looking nerf herder.
Not to get on the new Star Wars movies, but you know what would have been really, really great?
Harley.
If we'd have found out that Kylo Ren was not Han's kid.
You are not the father. Space Dr. Phil.
Like, if that had turned out to be Lando's kid, that would have been
awesome.
My God. Like, that's why they broke up, you know? Like, you found out somewhere down the line he was Lando's kid. And, yeah, that would have been great.
Or Jabba's kid.
Okay, have you heard about the Jabba's kid thing?
What's his, from Clone Wars?
Okay, so there's a little bit of casting news on the Star Wars front that we should have talked about this up front, right? But they're in Ahsoka season 2, they're replacing Ray Stevenson, the actor that played Baylan Skull, passed away shortly after the show premiered. And they're replacing him with the guy that played the Mountain, right?
Yeah.
And so there's also, this was from like a few weeks ago, the Mandalorian Grogu is going to start filming. And they have cast Jeremy Allen White as Jabba the Hutt's son, the guy from The Bear, if you watch The Bear.
I haven't seen it.
But he's playing Jabba the Hutt's son? What? Like, is he for real playing Rhoda? Stinky from the Clone Wars movie?
That's what I was...
But, like, this was... I was about a month and a half ago. In, like, November, December. Like, they were... Legit news websites were reporting, like, he's going to be in the new Star Wars movie, and he's playing Jabba the Hutt's son. I don't understand that.
That's the Star Wars show we need, is something about now Hutta and how the Hutts are gangsters. Cause,
I mean, I would love a Hutt animated show. Like, just of all the different Hutts. I when they started doing that in the Clone Wars, I was like, I am not gonna like this, but I wound up loving it. Zero the Hutt, that was great, man.
Yeah, I don't know, he's kind of obnoxious to me, but
It was obnoxious, but I think it was supposed to be obnoxious.
It was the voice was obnoxious. Yeah, yeah. I don't know who the actor was, but.
And then you got to see all the other Hutts. Yeah, like, that would be pretty cool. Anyway, yeah, you brought up Jabba the Hutt's son, so there you go. Jeremy Allen White. Don't understand that.
Yeah.
So, do you think they'll rebuild 33?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to end like the Iron Giant. They're just going to have him, like, all the pieces coming back together.
I think they will rebuild him. I mean, like, not really rebuild him, but, like, put his head back on.
He's probably my favorite character, honestly.
He's pretty funny.
I mean, it would be weird to say Jod's my favorite character. He's definitely the character I'm the most interested in. I really like KB, man. She's the second most interesting.
Yeah. I like KB. Yeah. I feel sorry for Neil. This is the first episode I realized he had hair.
Yeah, you don't really get to see him, like, other than, like, ew, straight on. Come here. Sorry, somebody wants to join us.
Fabian or Elizabeth, you should have, right there, you should have, one of y'all should have said, I love you, and the other one should have said, I know. I don't know why you wouldn't think of that on a Star Wars podcast, but.
Yeah.
I know.
I say that to my dog all the time, and she never tells me.
Speaking of Jabba.
Solo. Are you licking my face?
Solo. No, behind you.
Oh.
Oh. I was like, what?
This is the worst part of the special editions.
No, the absolute worst part of the special editions is that they changed the ending of Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But when he steps on his tail, it's so terrible.
Yeah, it is pretty bad. This is definitely the worst part of A New Hope. But, dude, losing the Ewok celebration is just... It ruins that movie, man. Are you happy now?
Do they have on Disney? Do they have all the?
I know they. I'm,
yeah.
No, it's all the new ones. You have the only way you can watch the originals is if you have the those DVD copies that they issued that one time. Or I have VHS copies. I have the DVD copies, and then of course, you know, I have my methods, so I have digital copies as well. So.
She's saying Jay, hey.
Oh, sorry, yep. I thought it was muted.
It's okay.
Sorry.
Anything else about the episode y'all can think of?
You got anything else you can think of?
Yeah.
Not really.
Just that I really liked it. I thought it was really good.
It was actually a really short episode. I think it was only like 20-something minutes without the credits.
Yeah.
And the previously on.
I liked I mean, I really like that we got to see him a little more himself. But, okay, so I did want to say, though, you know, like, the first episode? Second episode. One of those earlier episodes. He was, like, talking to Wim in the back, and he's like, oh, you know,
yeah.
Suck it up. But then he was like, okay, you know. And now, like, I don't think he wants to be like that. I just think he's greedy, but, like, I feel like he's greedy for a reason.
And yeah, it was easy for him to be kind of a little softer when it was like, maybe this is a thing. But when he realizes, like, oh, no, this, like, yeah, this is real. There's a metric ton, massive. Like, tons of Republic credits in here.
Like, he hasn't seen it yet.
Spoilers.
Sorry, Fabian.
It's okay.
It's fine.
He hasn't seen the first episodes either.
I mean, we knew that there were credits there. It's job knowing that there's credits there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, we didn't know there was that many.
Yeah.
Well,
that
was, yeah.
They're like, we have a 1,347 more vaults. I'm like, oh my god.
Can you imagine? Like,
some point did somebody just be like, hey, you know, we could probably stop making credits for a while.
But, you know, and it wasn't it supposed to be every planet? All those planets were supposed to be making credits?
We don't know.
We don't know. I think that they were all doing something different.
Yeah, something specific.
Yeah.
See, that's how it is on Fallout. They were all doing something different.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we'll find out. I don't know.
I feel like they might be doing different things, but I kind of feel like they were all mining the
Watch
same,
that crossfire, boys!
The same, look at the puppy!
She does not like it.
But I kind of think they were all mining the same for gold. I kind of think that.
Is this the person we were, or y'all were playing with last night? I didn't get to play.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Sorry we didn't get to play Fortnite. Because I'm...
Is Artemis on?
I'm terrible.
Hey, girl.
I did finally get it downloaded to my Xbox, though.
Hey, you got 2 wins.
Or my PlayStation.
You did.
I got, like, 3 Hi. Assists. Y'all got 2 wins.
So. A win is a win. Okay.
No, I have 44 kills in 1.
Most of the time, I was just trying to, like, stay away from everybody, you know, shooting. So, yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad, though.
Yeah, it was fun. I miss doing that. I miss the old days when we would get on and play Halo for several hours at a time.
I played Halo today with Hudson. I played on the laptop and he was on the Xbox. We played Firefight, but it was pretty fun.
So what's y'all's what do you think the last episode's gonna be about?
At Adden.
Yeah. It'll just be all about At Adden. I don't think Jod's gonna get caught. I think somehow, some way, he's going to escape with some credits, but not what he thinks he's going to get. So,
I think the pirates are going to die. I think that
I don't want all of them to die.
Well, yeah. The superintendent will be Captain Renald. Is that what his name was?
Yeah.
Whatever it was.
Something like that.
And I think he might kill Jod.
Man, if Jod dies at the end of this, I'm going to be so sad.
Maybe he might not kill him, but I think he might think he kills him.
Killed him?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. I don't think he's actually going to die. Like,
he's going to Darth Maul him.
I think that the kids are gonna somehow trick him or something, And I think he's going to try to get away, but I really think he's going to, like, do a pity party kind of thing. And, yeah. And be like, no, this whole time I was trying to get you guys, you know, get you guys home. And
I mean, he did get him there.
Yeah.
He did. Kind of.
I mean, they got themselves there more than anything. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I'm going to, like, rewatch all of them with Fabian. Don't put that in your mouth.
I actually just had a better idea. Or do you want to say yours first, Logan?
Oh, no. I mean, that's essentially, I just think he's going to get away with some credits and it'll be a little kinder to be continued, but that's it.
I think the superintendent's going to be Hondo Inaka.
God, that would be amazing, yeah. Man.
And he's going to come down and imprison Jod. Yeah, I think it'll be Hondo. How cool would that be?
It would be amazing.
We don't know who the captain is. They're hiding it from us. If he's just some random pirate that's brand new, why would they disguise him?
It didn't sound like Hondo, though.
Well, voice changer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm great if it's Hondo. Like, I'm great. I'm like standing up cheering in my living room.
So. I think that would be okay, but like,
I will call you immediately. First, I'm gonna call my sister and be like, "Take that! I was right." You were wrong. I'm just kidding.
Well, if last week's any indication, she will have seen the episode before we do.
No, I don't watch them because I want to watch them with Hudson and Kara, but I'm watching this one before they do.
What is, like, Kara's digging the show too?
She likes it, yeah. I'll have her on next week. Well, we'll have to record a Friday or Sunday because we're going to the Alan Jackson concert Saturday, so.
Yeah, somebody's got a birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's on Monday. We should record then, too.
I got to work.
It's Martin Luther King's birthday.
Unfortunately, too. I still got to work.
Martin Luther King Jr.
I don't know if they count that as a holiday for us, but oh, if really? I work on holidays, I get paid for the day. And for the time I work.
Nice.
So, the only holiday I've told them going forward, I was like, the only holiday I don't want to work is Christmas. So.
Yeah.
Well, I get all this past Christmas was so bad, I don't even care about it now. So.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible. Anyways.
I'm excited for the finale.
Yeah, I'm gonna. The reason why we don't watch it on Tuesday is because Hudson's bedtime is 8 o'clock. So
yeah.
I don't know why they decided to put the show out that late.
With streaming, I don't understand why it matters. Like,
because they want to have control.
That's all it is, really. I mean. But it really doesn't make sense. They've done it
since The Mandalorian premiered.
Yeah.
Like, I remember working as when I was working night shift and basically I was by myself and just sitting in that room and just being like, oh, the episode dropped at 3 a.m. Like, I'm watching it. Yeah. We think after this, we're going to go back and watch The Acolyte and talk about it. Elizabeth, did you actually make it all the way through The Acolyte? Yeah. Elizabeth is falling asleep. Yeah, it's rough.
Well, I've heard the ladies really like The Acolyte because of the guy, the bad guy.
Oh yeah. He walks around without his shirt on all the time.
Yeah, and he's like super emo and cute.
We did that in, you know, The Last Jedi.
Yeah, Ben Solo, baby.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Kylo Ren.
Okay, follow us on TikTok. Look for us, The X-Wing Files. Although we're broadcasting live from Jacob's page, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how TikTok works.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, yeah.
Yeah, you would like the Acolyte, Grace.
His name's not Kylo Ren, though. It's Ben Solo when he has his shirt off.
True. Ben, put a shirt on, please.
I wish I... You should look at that meme and put it in the chat.
We can have it as our background.
Here, I'll look for it real quick. I'll change the skeleton crew picture to Ben Solo. Yeah, to Ben Solo.
I was watching some show the other day, reruns of some show, and all they kept talking about was, gotta hope the new Star Wars movie doesn't suck. I was like, man, I remember that feeling. I was like, gotta hope this doesn't suck. And, I mean, I still hope every time we get something that doesn't suck, but...
I mean,
I'm not as hopeful as I used to be, because most of the time it sucks.
I didn't mind them. Like, if you just go in and watch them with an open mind, but if you go in and watch them, like, I don't know.
That's the Jedi way.
Well.
To have an open mind? Jedis don't have open minds.
No, he's saying.
No. That's all. It's like the new hope, you know?
It's that one on the, like, the big giant chested one.
Oh, wait, Harley, you can't look at this.
Oh, this one?
Yeah. Like, why is his chest so big, man? Anyway, follow us on TikTok. You can email us at xwingfiles@gmail.com.
I can't see.
Go rate and go rate and review the podcast.
She said, I can't see.
I mean, we stay on live. I was just going to stop the recording. So, go do all those things. We'll be back next week talking about the finale. And until then, may the Force be with you.
Always.
Say bye-bye. Bye.